Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of The Sound Heart. One of the most challenging aspects of this life in Christ, is for us to come to terms with the theology of the tongue. And within the Word of God, the theology of the tongue is very prominent, has a very serious place, and therefore it has a very important place in our spiritual lives. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, we read in Proverbs 18:21 reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." And those who love it will eat its fruit. Once again, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Some versions read, will eat the fruit thereof. So I wanted to speak about this topic this afternoon, because if one wants to avoid spiritual putrefaction, or if one wants to get away from and not be involved with the psychopathology of the tongue, one must carefully follow the Word of God. And so I'm going to also read to you from the New Testament, and this is the Gospel of Matthew. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. "A good man or a good person out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil person out of the evil treasure," the word here for treasure is katharos, "bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak," verse 36, and the word for men here is anthropoi, so it speaks of male and female, so it's gender inclusive, "that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." And I like the Greek, because the Greek, instead of reading day of judgment, it reads day of crisis, K-R-I-S-I-S, the day of crisis. "For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So I'm going to move now to Matthew 15. Verses 18 through 20. Matthew 15, verses 18 through 20. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the person. For out of the cardias proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, witness or lying, or perjury, and blasphemies." And this word blasphemies, as I've told you in the past, means to stand against the life of another, literally. And in the Old Testament, it is used with regard to the people of God and how in the wilderness they slandered or they stood against the life of God. They slandered the character of God, the essence of God. And it is also used in the Word of God, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, of blasphemy toward human beings or toward people. And so in verse 20 it reads, "These are the things which defile or to make a person unclean, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." Those are just some of the verses in the New Testament that speak about this very important topic. Now, think about sinning with the tongue, and please note in the book of Job we read that with regard to everything that had come upon him and had befallen his life, we read that Job did not sin with his lips. Think about anger also. And think about the angry tongue. Think about the tongue that believes that it has the right, I don't know from where, but it has the right to hurl slanders, to speak in a withering manner about another. And here's the deceptive reality about pride. Pride will speak in a very ungodly manner to another individual, but the prideful tongue does not realize that in speaking in a manner that slays the heart or the character of another individual, it too is slaying itself. Pride is very deceptive, and those who use their tongue in this manner do not realize that self-condemnation is also involved in their withering attacks, in their blistering way in which they speak of another or others. And so Jesus says, that which comes from the heart defiles or makes an individual unclean. Now, let me say that there are not many longitudinal studies on this topic. It is too real. It is too poignant. And it addresses the human condition in a very powerful manner. So Jesus, in speaking about the Ten Commandments, Jesus said, "But I say unto you," and the Ten Commandments, we read, "Thou shalt do no murder." Thou shalt do no murder. Jesus said that individuals can, in the New Testament, in the Sermon on the Mount, that an individual can murder others with one's thoughts. One's thoughts. So if one has been harboring anger as a state of mind, if one has a bitter heart, in the New Testament, the word is picria. It means poison, literally poison. A root of bitterness springing up, defiling or staining is the idea of the Greek, staining many. But one has resentment, to resent from the Latin which needs to rehearse over and over again. It is a very, very serious topic. And individuals have had their lives ruined or even wounded unto death because of what someone has said. Now, beloved, it is important to understand that in the book of Proverbs, you and I are God says to us that we are to guard our hearts, for from it flows the issues of life. Jesus, that is, God said to the Adam in Genesis 2 that he was to guard his home. He was to guard the garden. There was an enemy about. And so you and I are told to guard our hearts. We're to be careful. That is, we're to stand guard around our hearts. But this thing about the individual whose life is destroyed by an evil tongue, and that individual has no defense, or the individual who is destroying this other person is loved by the object of this derisive and horrible language. How tragic. How very, very sad that such ruin is done. And think about those within the periphery that are also hearing this very terrible language. I'm speaking to the believing community. And think about what God desires in our lives. We are to have sanctified tongues. And we need to understand that a sanctified tongue will keep us from inner spiritual pollution. We are not to allow our members to be used in an unholy manner. We are to be changed by the Spirit of God. David said that he had placed a gate over his mouth. Think about that. I rarely hear prayers in this manner. We need to go before God. We need to talk to God about unclean lips. The Holy Spirit will clean us up. If he gets serious with God, he will get serious with us. And then we will begin to live lives that are well-pleasing unto him and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Then we will have a tongue of gold, a tongue of silver that blesses and enriches and lifts up. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.